I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 11th of October, 2020. And as the weather changes, of course, we expect more COVID to go through the roof, as they say, since the particles really are rather prevalent in the world. And that's all these PCR tests do, is they detect particles of bits and pieces, you might say, of viruses, this particular virus, but not even that one. It's a whole range of coronaviruses. It doesn't really matter when there's a big agenda there, because I wouldn't even go through all the statistics. You know that. You're all fed up with them anyway. You've seen it all before. This is a repeat to what you saw in the spring. And we told you then. I keep mentioning it, that Fauci and the rest of them, the WHO, and Bill Gates told you that you'd be locked down. They wanted a complete lockdown to see if we just fall for it and go for it, right up until next year, even the year beyond that. But they lessened it off a bit for the summer, and they started dishing out the test kits again in the last month or so to try to get the numbers up. The more kits you put out there, the more you're going to find, because it doesn't mean a person's sick or ill, because these things are so prevalent in society always, you know. There is a joke, and it's an intentional joke, of course it is, because they must have something to try and con you with, otherwise you wouldn't believe them at all, because you just don't see the evidence there. And oh, they're back out with the graphs again, aren't they? Oh, the graphs are just going way up yonder like a rocket taking off, woof. But no one's ending up really, really sick with it. And of course, the people who, again, this is a time of year when in the elderly people, it hits them when the weather changes very quickly, that they come down with problems. They've already got pre-existing conditions, as you know, and can count on a whole bunch of them getting sick with pneumonias of all kinds. That's why they're always coming out with the flu shots at this time of the year too, and pneumonia shots. But it doesn't stop it happening, and folk die quite frequently at a certain age. And we'll all get there. We'll all have our time for it too. Nothing's going to stop that. But of course, they use that under the guise of COVID that's causing it, etc., because they must get the numbers up once again. And they're having a hard time of it, because, you can get more positive tests with these ridiculous PCR kits that are useless. Including the inventor said that they're not meant for diagnosis, but let's not let facts get in the way here of agendas, because it's an agenda. It's a global agenda. Much bigger agenda than just to do with COVID. Much bigger agenda than just the general term of the Great Reset from the World Economic Forum. It's much, much bigger than all of that, because if you went to the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, it's not just that, it's the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which they also have come out about, and it's the whole new way of living, a completely different structured system that ties in completely agenda for the 21st century, the whole century, remember, the century of change. This is what we're in right now. Something they talked about for 50 years in the last century, the coming century of change, the time of transition. And lots of things are transitioning, mind you. And the whole new meaning of almost existence is to be changed. And in with it comes from the Third Industrial Revolution, where they're claiming that was a digital era, when they came out with the Internet, etc. The next part is the Internet of Things, which they talked about, again, years ago. They'd bring this in eventually. And that's with the 5G, the interconnecting system of all ubiquitous traveling nomadic devices, etc., including things that are in your clothing and chips in your shoes and everything that came out years ago as well. It's all coming out now, and that's what it's about. Total track and trace for your entire life, with all these things communicating to each other all the time. You don't even need to have central bases. And that's what I was reading about. The military, for instance, they're big into this, and they don't even need such central bases to store information. The storage really can be scattered through all your devices and every other device around you. The same with the COVID tracking apps. I've got some articles here where people, even in Canada, the apps that came out there with them, it says on them that for employers, you know, who can get access to all their employees' apps, data, too. It's really interesting to see the complete throw disregard of privacy. It doesn't bother me because we've never had privacy for a long time. And certainly not with cell phones. I can't believe people still use them. Because it really is like a manacle. You're carrying your own manacle around with you, you know. Your masters know exactly what you're doing, when you're doing it, how many times you're doing it, and what you've eaten and so on. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings, I suppose, when you think about these apps for employers. And they somehow can tap into the apps for other employees. But it says in the apps that everyone's phone is communicating with everyone else's phone, kind of the Windows 10 system, very similar. For its updates, and it transmits at the same time the data for that which is around in its environment, including the distance the person who has each phone is from everybody. It's just incredible. And the idiots are going along with it, you know. Isn't it sad? It's sad that it's like the, you know, the kind of poem that man goes out with a whimper, not with a bang, you know, the straw man. And that's kind of like where we are, because it doesn't take much to terrify the public. It really, it's very poor propaganda with fudged figures and so on that anybody could see through. They keep contradicting themselves too. And they're lying awful. I mean, we've never had such a time of blatant lies like this. Really, it's in your face. Blatant lies. And then they're found out. It doesn't stop them. They come back the next week with the same lies again, even when they're uncovered the previous week. So facts don't matter, as I say, when it comes down to big agendas. And you have to really wonder about people who fall into it and really believe it all. Because there's some smart characters out there that really are sharp, that can see through so much scams and skullduggery and politics and everything else. But they seem to be toying the line here about the lockdowns. It makes you wonder why. I can't trust folk like that at all, because it's so evident. It really is so evident. There's so many professionals coming out that work with the patients, for goodness sake, and saying it's a scam as well. It's just incredible. And this is a telling time. It's a telling time. I mean, a lot of people get bought off and paid off in this system, and that's a sad part of humanity that's always been with us. They get bought off, and they'll turn their own people in even. For the filthy lucre, as they say. Nothing new in that at all. But it still shocks you, I think. A lot of people get shocked when they find out that so many people go along, and people they know maybe go along with it too. And I've seen it happen personally in workplaces throughout my life. And they know you're right when you stand up and speak the truth out. And they'll tell that in private. They would like to back you up, but they can't because they might lose their jobs. Well, that's what's... And under that kind of system, there's no point in standing up for humanity when they'll sink themselves, and they'll sink you too. You know, if you stand up and fight a battle yourself, they're quite happy to take the benefits of it. But they don't want to be part of the battle when it's actually going on. Sad but true. But we're in a war now. It's a war to change society, and the target of the war are the general population of the planet, you know, the populations of the planet. That's, we are the target of all. We must change our ways and to the proper ways that they've devised for the fourth industrial revolution, which is literally monitored from birth to death in a new system with new types of currencies. And you, actually, you yourself, you'll be part of the... It's a new form of slavery, actually, because you'll be able to basically take on loans, and loans doesn't have to be tangible goods or even what you think of as money. It can be other things as well. And if you can't fulfill them, then you guess who's up for grabs to be bought for a little while until it's paid off. Well, that's slavery, you see. And that's usury slavery, but it's designed by the highest authorities on the planet. And they're all at the WEF, or a lot of them are at the WEF, or at least the representatives certainly are. And they discuss all this stuff rather openly. If you go into their records and their speeches and their and their talks and so on. They're not hiding it so much. They're just some, they're not putting out this other side of it. I hope you understand. What it's like, it's like a cheap holiday ad, where you see the brochures. Oh my, look at the sandy beaches. There's that sun belting down there. And if you're in a kind of dingy Europe in the winter time, it's awfully appealing when you see that. You say, oh my goodness, look at that, wow. And in Canada too, because the snowbirds go off to these places. But it's like one of those things. And you see the hotel, and it looks like, but the fact is, it's not the hotel you're going to go to. It's a different hotel. And they don't tell you that in the brochure. And you end up in some shanty place where the bugs might be holding the walls up. You know, if you start moving it all at once, the oven falls down. So it's like that. That's the kind of system that the WEF puts out. The World Economic Forum are literally codifying into a new type of law the real class system, the true class, very eugenically orientated, to do with better types of people, middle types of people, small business types, and then the ones at the bottom that are just labour, you see. They're unabashed about all this kind of stuff. And how literally it's a race to the bottom for the cheapest labor. So they're going to be in a poverty class. But don't worry about it. They've got all these charitable organizations set up, which they run themselves, mind you. And with money from governments to help them, they can take care and keep the poor folk alive. This is what it's about. They discuss this quite openly. But you'll find as well that, as I say, currency is changing. And the idea of what currency is changing. You are commodities. We're all human commodities now. We are the workforce of all kinds. We make things. We produce, in other words, we're producers. But we are commodities within ourselves. We consume and produce. And you'll get a value score. That's part of your social credit score as well. This is where it all comes down to. It's the next step of the social credit score, where you there's a whole bunch of ticks you'll have on your page for your masters who own you. They'll be ticked off to do with, are you a good producer, a good consumer? Are you fairly healthy? Do you have prior or possible future health problems from according to your DNA and your in your family history and so on. All these things are taken into account. Are you a good bet, in other words, for an employer? And you'll find too a lot of what's coming down the pipe will be insurances. Insurances are going to take over a lot of roles that you presently have. For education, as an example, not just healthcare and so on, but education and different things, so all coming down to insurances. And so insurance companies will literally be the new kind of cash flow systems and credit cards. And you will be given a rating on that insurance rating as a good bet for paying off any debts incurred, etc. And that'll be kind of the way it's going to go. I don't folk think, I can remember, I don't think folk realize that insurance companies are some of the biggest promoters and lenders in the world to the huge public-private partnership deals that go on. And they have been for maybe 15 years, maybe more. Huge projects as insurance companies are back there. It's not just the big banks, but the actual insurance companies themselves. So you are the collateral, as I say. You are the product at the same time, because you're getting remade all the time for new images, and you are getting trained to suit the product. It's so fascinating for me to stand back and remember the talks I gave on Bernays many years ago on propaganda that he came out with, and but also his public relations, ID's propaganda for selling things, you know. PR companies and advertising companies, because he did say that to governments as well. He worked, remember, with about five different administrations, maybe more, during his lifetime, including the military, propaganda techniques for wars and all that, and huge corporations as well. But he said eventually, why try to convince the public to buy this car because you say it's better, it's a few inches longer than the previous one? This is all on record. They even have old videos of it, of the woman going in to buy the new car, and she actually says that, oh, this is longer than the last one, or bigger than the last one. All this sexual innuendo and so on. Because don't forget that Bernays was a nephew of Sigmund Freud. And it is much more to all this than you think, believe you me. Much more. It wasn't just a couple of people with a psychiatrist was invented to change the world and change all of you in it, you know. And it completely interlocks with the idea of the front organization called communism, to restructure and control society and destroy family units and everything else. But again, back to Bernays, he says, rather than try to get, because at one time, you see, manufacturers had to make good products before the age of disposable items really got going and built in obsolescence, as I like to call it now. And the classic one is the light bulbs. There's a good documentary put out there about the history of light bulbs, how the lifetime got shorter and shorter with the cartel getting together, all the producers, and agreeing to do the same, make them last only the same amount of time, make it shorter all the time. Anyway, that's an example of that. But Bernays said, rather than convince, make good products every year and tell them why they should buy your lawnmower or whatever, he says, alter the society, the consumer, to suit your product. Now, that ties exactly right in with the fourth industrial revolution, the new system that you're actually in already, and it's going to accelerate at one heck of a speed with the COVID idea. COVID's part of it, where you're getting retrained to stop thinking for yourselves, to stop being logical, to simply start obeying, and at the moment it's through terror and fear, which is a good way to do it. But that's the technique that's being used. And during this time, of course, you've got a lot of folk who are still able to work at all, working from home. That was one of the steps, you see. And new types of medical care, where you won't get real people anymore, you'll be talking to computers, remote computers, or you might get occasional doctor coming online somewhere and talking to you. So they're making it absolutely imperative that you have your ubiquitous or nomadic devices, either cell phones or tablets or laptops or whatever, so that you can participate in this new system. And if you don't, they're not really going overboard, are they, to give you any choices in the matter, are they? They're not, because you see that this is a must be now. You're in their system, and their system is constant retraining of you. But the first training is just for you to stop thinking for yourself and to listen to experts and do what they tell you. It's a post-democratic system, and that's what comes over really clearly when you read their documentation from the World Economic Forum. It's a completely new way of training the public from birth to death and constant retraining to suit their products and that which they own, all the different gadgets, apps and all the rest of which they own, which are going to be mandatory to exist in the system at all very shortly. It's almost there now, by the way. And as I've said this for so many years, when you start seeing choices getting taken away from you, you're going into tyranny. It doesn't matter what it is. Choices in whatever products, choices in the food that you eat is one example. Until you get left with one thing, which is what they've all agreed upon at the top, which is probably genetically modified and genetically engineered vegetables, etc. That's what they want you all on in a post-meat world. For you, they'll have it at the top, of course, themselves. But they don't want a really mentally agile society. They want people who are rather easy going and he'll do what they're told, according to the Club of Rome. So the Club of Rome is quite open about the fact, and they have been for many years, this big think tank that works for the big boys in the United Nations as well and so on, the ones who were given and tasked with getting an idea, a PR campaign and an idea to get folk to give up rights and everything. And they came up with global warming and climate change and famine and plague and so on, and drought would fit the bill, you know. And they would say that man was the fault of it, because depopulation is all part as well, by the way. Reducing the population big time. And they're rather open about that now, of course. And again, we're, as the general population gets used to hearing certain things, they start yawning. They don't even think very far. And it's true. I can remember many, many years ago, a debate went on in the media in the UK, many years ago. And it was to do with, do they have the right to give you your thoughts? The media, you know. And again, very, along the lines of Brzezinski with Between Two Ages, his book from the 1970s, when he said shortly the public were unable to think for themselves. They'll only be able to repeat the news or information or even trivia that are given to them by the previous night's television or newscasters and so on. And that's all come to pass, as you say. But the thing is, too, the debate in the UK was to do with how they can terrify the public, get them all worried about things on behalf of government, because this isn't the first time governments have tried to use media to terrify the public into compliance. We already have the admissions here with the SAGE group, SAGE group in Britain, that gave out the orders, basically, and or the recommendations to all media, and to basically exaggerate bad stories to do with COVID, and to create higher tension, to actually increase the tension and anxiety amongst the public so they comply and conform. That's what they handed out to the British folk recently, you know, back in the spring. Well, again, most folk forget all that and right back to, again, as they try to terrify you and scare you. So they had the meeting in Britain years and years ago on other issues as well. And it was interesting to when they actually said that the public, some of the people who took part in the big thing on it, maybe the BBC, I don't know, or the STV or ITV, and they said that the general public literally wait to be told what to do anyway in modern times. They were already trained back then to be told what, and expect it, like Brzezinski says, the media, he said eventually the public, and Between Two Ages, he said eventually the public will expect the media to do their reasoning for them, and well, that's all been done, you see. They really do wait to be told by authority figures, even those are private companies, they're called newscasts, owned by big moguls with their own agendas, who have shares in other corporations and so on, and the food industry and everything else. They still wait to be told what to do by their masters. So I really mean it, but like a plantation, you see. And these are the plantation owners, and we expect them to do a reasoning for us on any topic. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So anyway, we're here, and it doesn't bode well, because the general public really now are tuning in, as I say, for their daily dose of terror once again. They had a little break in the summer, which stopped them a lot from committing suicide and stopped a lot of illness, of course, because folk get terribly ill through anxiety. And if you want to reduce your immune system, just become anxious for a long period of time, as well understood. But as I say, they're getting back to terror, terror, terror every day. And tune in, or you might miss something that's going to help save your life. And that's the idea behind it. So they see the same familiar faces, and why would they all be lying to you? Well, it's because you get paid incredible big money to lie to you. And they're psychopathic. They don't mind lying to you. They do that naturally anyway. That's what psychopaths do. They get you to do what they want you to do. That's a gift that a psychopath has, if you want to call it a gift. And they're awfully good at it, you know. And they're awfully likable, a lot of them. And once you get a few of them, you'll manage to get through university and so on. Because there are different categories and layers of psychopathy. From the streets, you know, window smasher who grabs the jewelry and runs for it, to the ones who have got better parents and money to back them up, and they float through college, or they're paid to get through, because a lot of bribery goes on through college too, with all these characters, their parents. And they've no problem getting their degrees, and then they're put in front of the camera to con you into doing something which perhaps you shouldn't do. And exactly what Aldous Huxley said in his talks with Mike Wallace. But it's all here, you're seeing it. And this whole new way of living from birth to death, with the Internet of Things and the 5G communications, that everything's been completely interconnected with an utter record, with no privacy of any kind at all. This is what they're after. And that was all, that's also, and you buy your change, you buy these hubs and all the rest of it for your houses, and you think, well, you know, everybody else has got them. And it doesn't matter if all the different articles that have come out about them contacting the police if he hears a raised voice and all this, you know, doesn't make any difference to them, you know. They'll sell their souls for convenience, you know, the, something that's going to put the lights on and off for them rather than get up and do it themselves. But there's no privacy, and they're getting used to it now, you see, having no privacy. They don't really mind. I don't think most folk really don't mind. Slavery is an easy thing to just float into when it doesn't put a chain around your neck, you know, physically. Although they're putting manacles around you shortly if you won't take the vaccine, whatever vaccine it might be, untried experimental DNA-changing vaccines. But a lot of folk won't mind and they'll go along with it. In fact, a lot will queue up for it. I remember in 2009, I've mentioned this before, that I had such a hype going with the flu that year. They terrified the public. Oh my goodness, oh, it's horrible, terrible. They actually showed you lines on the news. They would show you lines of folk waiting for their vaccine. And they were so terrified because I had the articles in the paper. Again, the hype they give you to terrify you, to adapt and run to it, rough to get it. And folk would run to get it. And they said in the articles, they might run out. So folk were fighting in line. Some of these older were fighting in line, each other, to get ahead, to get in case they ran out. Physically fighting. That's what they can do. They can do a lot worse than that, too, with their propaganda and their psychological manipulation that they give you, run by experts. It's, your tax money pays for the best con men out there, you know, people who study you, their behaviors, they're called, you know, and neuroscientists, and they can all use it against you to get you to do what their masters want you to do. So they can train you very quickly to comply and to anything at all, and you'll do it, you know. Most of you will do it and comply because you're scared. And how many times have you, well, you know, what choice do we have? What choice do I have, eh? You know where that ends up, what choice do I have? I was thinking about what they're taught in the higher levels, in the manipulators' classes, the real higher levels, higher than the universities, you know. And they teach them this kind of stuff. They pick them. Some of them, by the way, are apprenticed to people like Kissinger. I don't know if you realize that some of the high trilateral guys, they have young guys apprenticed to them to be the future leaders. They travel with them and they learn this for years, almost grow up with them, some of them. But they also have special classes for the future leaders in different areas. And they're taught what I'm telling you now, how to manipulate whole populations of people. And to persuading, and they're already tested with the usual psychopathy test to see if they're no point wasting your time with someone who's going to have qualms down the road. You know? So they pick them to have a certain amount of psychopathic tendencies and narcissistic. They're very often narcissistic. That comes with the territory of psychopathy often, and. And they get taught the kind of things about mass manipulation and what they want to do in the future. Some of them know that what they're taught, say today, won't be implemented or fulfilled completely for about 25 years down the road, some parts of it. So they can wait, they're patient enough. They've got plenty of other things to implement along the way, but that's how these long-term strategies. And they're also taught, by the way, They're picked because they're very social. They love to socialise. They like to go to parties. The right kind of parties. The right kind of people you are, you see. And doors open, and by the time they're 25, they know everybody. And that's where they can meet all the different people they can use, and who also other ones will use them to an extent. There's a lot of deals made and so on. And that's why the world is really run by those at the top. Whole layers of these psychopaths beneath them that work on their behalf, well-financed, well-rewarded, who are willing to go along with anything, you know. There's no qualms and guilts there. To the bitter end, they would tell you that this or that was necessary. That's what a psychopath always does, whatever it happens to be. If they ever have to answer for it, oh, that was necessary, they're always going to answer. So you're living through this agenda right now, and this internet of things is full of them at the top, or the top for that you'll see anyway. That's not the real top, naturally. But it's full of them. You're presented with experts every day on how you should live, think, what to do, how to eat, how to go to the bathroom, whatever it happens to be. Experts, experts, experts. The very thing that Russell, Bertrand Russell, talked about in the 1940s and 50s is all here. We'll train the people. They can do anything without the advice of an expert. It's all here. And as I say, they give their brain over to the media and say, okay, you know, whoever their favorite media character is, and they'll say, you know, do my reasoning for me. So especially the older folk that are touted, they're made into stars. Do you ever think about why is a newscaster made into a star? Someone who reads the news. It isn't just papers or teleprompter, whatever happens. They read the news. And they've got to be photogenic, you see. And they prefer them being a certain age, so you see them as almost an adult or parental figure. And the longer they can keep them on that chair without falling off it, the more effective it is, until you end up with the old Dan Rather types they used to have, and Cronkite, etc. Folk grew up with them, and they believed everything they were told by them. Yeah? Everything, eventually. These daddy figures wouldn't lie to you. They were representative of the parental figure, you see. So anyway, as I say, that everything out there, especially what you see on television, is a complete show. It's a show, for goodness sake. It's what they said in Network, the movie. You know, you're the real people, for goodness sake. It says we're the fake ones, but, you know, and yet you're looking at you're putting your life through this tube to watch us, to see what the fake ones are doing, and then you copy them. Great technique, isn't it? Television is a very powerful change agent technology, and that's what Spielberg said himself. He thought it was wonderful how they could alter society and culture and have folk emulate the changes portrayed through fiction. Very powerful, and it certainly has been. Now, to the movie, it was called The Looker, about a modelling agency. A plastic surgeon gets involved with the models because they start dying off. And it leads to a place where they're using high-tech equipment. This, I think it's from 1970s, maybe. It was made. Maybe the 80s, but there's a high-tech institution where they use computerised digital systems way back then. And took virtual reality patterning of the models very minutely, you know, exactly. And they started altering their features cosmetically to look like what they thought said was a perfect thing the computer came up with for them. But it was also to do with using a type of mind control over the general public through the airwaves. Through imprinting the brain, and by using psychologists, neuroscientists, and behaviorists and so on, to pattern the brains with what they were showing the public. And then a meeting for all the different shareholders with the company, I guess it was, participants and politicians were there too, when they said, where else can you get people to voluntarily give up maybe 40 minutes every couple of hours or hour and a half? 40 minutes of their time to be indoctrinated by you, which don't advertising. And it's so true, isn't it? You voluntarily give up your time to be indoctrinated with, so that you will buy the products or want the products. And don't forget too, if it's not buying, then you'll want the products. And if you want the product and you can't afford to buy, every little bit causes a little bit of an annoyance and maybe even anxiety that you can't afford that product. Everything affects you physically and mentally, because the mind is completely interconnected with the body. And so you'll see the symptoms of anxiety or even depression kick in, set in. And if every few minutes you're getting presented with something you might want, think of how many times the different chemicals are set loose in your brain when you get anxious about something, or say, oh, I'd love one of those things, whatever it happens to be, and you can't quite get it. You're played with by professionals, and you don't know it. Your behavior emulates the dramas and the soap operas that you see. I remember years ago when they did studies into affairs for women, who watch soap operas, and they correlated them too, by the way, with those romance books that used to be churned out. A lot of guys wrote them too under women's names and so on, but it was like a soft porn for imagination, basically. Rather than the pictures, it was soft porn for women aimed at them. And they did studies to see if the women would act out on it. And a lot of them did, actually. It was admitted to as well. So yeah, you can't say you're not affected by entertainment. You certainly are. Big time. Look at how many folk have got the tattoos. I was looking into why so many people of different age groups have all gone to get tattoos over the last, 10 years or so. And there are a list of all the shows and dramas and where the heroes and heroines would have these things on them, you know. And there's a plethora of tattoo parlors just sprung up. And folk rush to get it done to them, all because of television and TV series. So everyone's affected by entertainment. And that's why I've said too, even with the COVID idea, that we are for vax. The group that was for the EU vax campaign, you actually hear them talking about how they're promoting it to the public and how they would insert naturally. They actually said, I think this even naturally will put a lot of the inserts into the scripts and dramas and things. And you have the characters in the dramas say, oh yeah, I'm just waiting for this flu shot to come out, things like that. And that's what makes up the public's mind for them. Their minds are made up by, again, people. See, they identify with the characters in the dramas. And their firewall is down, the mind is down, because it's entertainment. So it works, it's very effective. I can remember too, when they launched, I think it was the Coronation Street series, the second part, whatever it happened to be in Canada, maybe, I don't know how many years ago it was now, it was to reintroduce a big campaign to try to popularize the new type of the Coronation Street, maybe 10, 15, I don't know, it could be maybe 15 years ago. But the big exposés, big money was spent on it. But they said in it how they had so many psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, doctors, and lawyers, and all working for them on the scripts, always. Because the public followed. It was a trailblazer on the culture changes. Even before mass migration took place, they would train the public for what to expect and even interracial marriages and things. It was all done professionally through entertainment, through the Coronation Street as an example, before the real thing happened. And they actually said that people would follow the same arguments and decisions after watching it when the real things happened. So their opinions were given to them, and how their opinions would also be changed, you see. They would adopt the new opinion. Oh, well, I guess it's okay, and yada, yada, yada. That's how it was done. So there's no such thing as straight entertainment. And I often wonder if there ever really was. Maybe if there was, it was a long, long time ago in book form. A long time ago, perhaps. Children's books are prime examples of inserts of all the PC stuff. The green agenda is all in there. Sustainability is all there. The vegan society that they have to be brought in. All animals are wonderful, and all the furry creatures are your pals, you see. And so on it goes. And when the children grow up, they're really already recruits. They don't know them, but they're recruits for the green agenda, sustainability, and they'll be used as armies, just like they are now on the streets. But again, using armies for folk who won't comply with the next step of the lockdowns, which are going to be perpetual eventually, you see. They want perpetual lockdowns. I've said that, the World Bank, and I put up the articles from the PDFs from them before a few weeks ago. Where they said that they're looking at least 5 years of lockdowns, and it could be perpetual. Because don't forget, this COVID idea is only one thing that they've got in the wings, waiting. And they can actually come out with future scenarios of biowarfare. Well, we don't know who did it, but we've got another vaccine waiting in the wings for you there, and blah, 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 you see. And you'll comply. That's what they've done already with the COVID thing, you know. There's no way that all the videos came out of China of folk falling flat on their faces with COVID. It was all staged. That have you seen people in the streets falling flat on their faces in America or anywhere else? Because it's not the way infections hit you. If you're that sick, you wouldn't be walking out in the streets in the first place, you see, if you were that sick. And it would hit so suddenly, like just like that, boom, down you go. And China is not known for letting much out that doesn't rubber stamp this for consumption for the West, which makes me think that China was in on the big global act. I really do. With the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation and all the rest of them. I really believe that's the whole idea. Remember the whole idea for the World Economic Forum is the continuation into a world order, a borderless world order. Huh? Are you getting the point of view? The borderless idea, the mass migration in the States, that were ticked off with Trump to try at least talking about keeping a border. He hasn't done it. I mean, in fact, when you really look into the migration, Trump let more in, even from India, for tech industry. Yeah? Than anybody had before him. So what he says and what he does are often at tangents. But the thing is, he hasn't got along with the climate change to an extent, because he knows. Here's the trick of it too. He knows, and I did the talks years ago, where the states of the US are in collusion and partnered with ones in Canada, provinces in Canada, to go along with the Green Deal is regardless, sustainability, regardless of what the feds do. You see, this is a fact, folks, you know. You even have your cities all signed on to these things and so on, sustainability. Everything's been changed already. You keep waiting for the big change. You're already in the big change. It's been going on for years, bits and pieces of it. And you adapt, mainly because, again, the media, they'll go overdrive to make sure you get certain messages, will go into absolute silence when they're doing the little nasty little things, furtively. They don't want you to know, see? Now, always remember, too, in the perfectly controlled society, most folk don't want to be told about things. They want the masters to deal with all the little problems for them. They'll say, well, that's what you're paid for, you know, don't bother me with that, you know, get on with it, whatever it is, and do it. A lot of folk are like that. It's quite interesting to see that. So the enemies, you see, that you have, if you're a free thinker, and you like this idea called personal freedom and privacy, this word is going to be outlawed shortly, it's almost there now, privacy. Most folk gave it up long ago. But there's still folk who like this idea of privacy. It's your right to have privacy. It's your right to have your own thoughts. it's your right to have no intrusion into your mind. You see? And folk just give it away just so easily. People fought. People fought for centuries to get privacy and rights from feudal systems and overlords. They fought so hard, step by step by step, so that the military, and it's generally the military that they used to use, say in Europe, before police and so on, but and even the police now are militarized, but they used the military, and the military under the old king, queen, feudal systems would go into people's homes and rampage through them and do whatever they wanted you to do, and you couldn't stand in their way, or you had no rights at all. If you got in the way, they'd put a bayonet through you. And that's how it used to be, you know. Again, folk don't really quite get it. And that's not long ago that happened. Blake, yeah, I think it was Blake in London, the poet, he talked about it too, where the guards, some guards, some grenadier guard, whoever it was, but they came and tried to rampage through his garden and everything, and through his house, for looking for something else or somebody else or whatever it was. And that's how it used to be, you see. But the folk today have given up most of their rights. A lot of folk, if you listen to them, because I've heard countless little bits and pieces of arguments and data about this, about that privacy idea, and they've already been swayed. They say, oh, we don't really need it. We're being taken care of. Is that what you're here to be taken care of? If you believe that, you're finished. You're finished, you know, to be taken care of. Socialism isn't the old socialism that folk thought of, and even when they thought of it, it wasn't the same way either. Socialism was a scientific system that we'd be brought in, where it would be run properly by the proper people, the experts. That's what they believed. And they never quite achieved it, naturally, through communism and the West's socialism. But this is it. It's for those who are already the masters, socialism, because it's a whole system where you're controlled and run by the state. Well, corporations love that when they already own the governments. And they do own the governments. When you have politicians that need X amount of bucks to get in and to run, and they need the compliance of the media, are often owned by the biggest money guys on the planet, but they need the compliance of the media to even run the, or to even get mentioned and get good publicity, then they're bought and paid for. Very simple. Bought and paid for. Yeah. They're also asked certain questions if they'll be for this and for that, or even for certain other countries, and they must go along. If they do that, then they might be considered. If they don't, if they say no, they've had it, you know. That's how the world runs. Eh? But most folks, as I say, will give up every right that they have to be the same as everybody else. If they see their peer group rushing towards the end of the cliff because it's a great experience and it's in 3D or something, they want it as well. You know? Yeah. Imagine spending all that money on an iPhone, eh? Or any kind of phone. Stacks of money. Overblown cost of having the service of it. A service. It's not what service is it. It's going to rip you off so much bucks a month for such a tiny little amount of gigabytes. Eh? And at the same time, as you're buying it, they've got all these apps that are going to be put in there mandatorily to track and trace you. What's wrong with you? I said years ago, the government should be giving you all the computers for free. It was like track and trace you and to manage your thoughts and find out what you're thinking and doing. No, that's what it's for. To standardize a population's thoughts, attitudes, and behavior. Standardization. On behalf of those who ruled you. And then the cell phone came in. And big bucks and all that. But yeah, it's going to track trace. And then they'd start telling you, you know, yeah, we're taking data and feeding it to this and that and all, but until the folk don't care anymore. Well, they're gone, I'm afraid. You're gone. Because it took centuries to fight to get the rights to privacy. And with a little flashing screen, the light of Lucifer, as they say, they just give it all away so quickly. Because it's so magically enticing, isn't it? Almost hypnotic. Ooh, wow. I should mention, too, before I get going here, and before I even mention the mention, I've actually stopped this talk 5 times already for trains, and then resumed them again. I had 4 or 5 trains in the first 19 minutes. These aren't little trains. These are miles long, some of them. They're going at one heck of a pace as well. Because they're stocking up for the big long haul and their big bases, which has been so busily building and deepening and extending for the last 10, 15, and actually 20-odd years now. I remember giving talks about this years ago. Because I knew some of the bases, and I actually see them expanding. And I talked to people who worked in them, plumbers and electricians, and some of them, not too far from me actually, were about five floors, you might call it, floors deep, way underground. And they're not little places. These are huge places, by the way, for the ones who want to get into them. That's another thing, anyway. So the thing is, I want to mention too, remember, you can go to cutting3matrix.com, make a list of my sites. These are my official sites. Because occasionally something will happen to one or the other, and you want to make sure you get my talks. I always try to get them up on Sunday night, if possible, before midnight. With incredibly low speed, they always hammer me at the weekends, because they know I'm uploading it then, I guess. There's a lot of little dirty tricks going on. And today, by the way, this is satellite, right? This is satellite. I use big bucks for it too. And I was timing out just downloading the mail. Of course, if you waste your time phoning them up, they'll try this and try that as they play with you. But this is what happens when they've all been given the nod to interfere with the nuisances. Guys like me are putting out this kind of information because they get into the next step. Shortly, they'll be arresting people. Once they have this lockdown, it's to be stiffer than it was in the spring. They already said that. Nothing to do with reality. They want compliance, but they're going to go in and go after people who are speaking out and contradicting their official data with factual data. And so they're not going to allow the factual data out there. And that goes from doctors and first responders, as they say now, people who are actually working in the hospitals, or anybody else in the profession, because it's a bigger agenda than the COVID is the excuse to get you into a new system, including curfews. This is what tyrants have done down through the ages. They always restrict your travel and bring in curfews. And I'll put up the articles tonight. That's what they're bringing into Britain. They've got 10 p.m. curfew starting, I think, tonight or today, or wherever it happens to be. But anyway, people have to realize that the systems of tyranny can dissolve very quickly if just most of the folk would say, no, that's it. No more compliance. It's very quick to give up. There's no point trying to enforce more and more tyranny if the vast amount of the general public are ignoring them. They can't arrest everybody. Can't be done. And if they can't get a good chunk of the population to go along with every con that they come up with, the game's over anyway. They know this. This is taught in management, herd management, as I call it. It's taught. And they would just give up. There's one morning you get up and have to start disbanding themselves if everybody's ignoring them. That's what happens. And the U.S. is definitely a big target because it's in the U.S. Forget Trump. Forget Trump. The fact is, there's a lot of people still in America, in the U.S., that don't want this socialistic type international communistic system that they want to bring in on the low level. That's the excuse they're giving us, to be, for everybody to be equal. Aren't you? That's what they said at the World Economic Forum, where you have multi-billionaires there. Remember, behind every great fortune, there's a great crime. So these characters at the top didn't get rich by being nice to people. And they never will be. They're psychopaths. So you can believe all the guff they come out with, like equality. Good for you. Dream on. You know? But that's the system you're in right now. And as I say, send me a few bucks, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, or buy the books and discs if you want to. But straight donations are welcome. PayPal, cash, checks. And you can do money orders and MoneyGram. That kind of thing will help me tick along here as I go through the heart of it. Because really, it's getting to the stage very quickly where you won't be able to even hear. The internet was never honest to begin with. It was set up to do exactly what it's doing now. And when I tell you how many... don't forget the star-making machinery. If they want to make someone a star, they'll say, oh, millions of hits. See, it's got nothing to do with reality. But they know the human nature. And they'll say, well, if so-and-so and so-and-so is getting popular, let's just say that they don't get many hits at all. And so they've been fudging the numbers for the last 20 years. They have, yeah. And suddenly they can make stars of somebody overnight if they want to. And they do that kind of thing. There's nothing honest about the internet. Don't forget that DARPA, I mean, ARPA, which for the military, and DARPA, run the whole darn thing. They started the whole thing. And it's just a complete massive asset of the world controllers. CIA, NSA, MI6, GCHQ, and a huge bunch of organizations in Israel too, because all the intelligence agencies are completely really run on one system now, and including the WEF, World Economic Forum. That's a big front organization itself too. And some guy just started that himself to help what, improve trade or something. Now he's dictating to nations. Well, do you vote for the WEF? Do you vote for the World Health Organization? No, you don't get to vote for any of them. Never mind the fact it's been admitted that a massive chunk of the World Health Organization's money comes from Bill Gates' foundation. He owns it. You can't make this stuff up, but it's admitted to. They'll try and hide it as soon as it's published, but it's still there. The information's still there. You see, really, it's not a huge clique that runs the world. Not really. There are lots of front people that are well paid to be fronts. It's a small clique, really, that runs the world. But if you were writing a fiction book with a plot in it, and you had the gangsterisms and the gangster characters, and if they put in a guy like Fauci, for instance, as an example, he's got his finger in so many pies, not just the big lab at Maryland and so on, and the saying what goes on there, and laboratories that are 2, 3, and 4 level labs with highly classified experimentation of gain of function. His fingers know of that. He's got patents on certain things, and joint patents too. He's got his fingers in vaccine companies. The CDC, I've heard it called, actually, it's a vaccine company, that's what they say, the CDC. But he's got his fingers in that, he's got his fingers in so many pies. And he's pally with Bill Gates, the mastermind here, it would seem to be. He's a big financier of so much of what's going on. And the man is no genius, Bill Gates. He's a businessman. Carried on his daddy's idea of eugenics. You know, he wants to help society but reduce the population at the same time, from his own words. But here they are in bed together to have the whole world vaccinated, with the vaccine cut.